It's 9 p.m. on a Friday night, and in a lamplit lodge in remote Alaska, four 20-somethings are having a bit of a party. They're sitting at a kitchen table, passing around a bowl of whipped coconut cream. When the whipper gets tired, the bowl is passed to the next person. If they can get the cream to set up, it will top a fruit crisp, the dessert for tonight's family dinner.
Jazzy, we have to do this. This is our last task as a group. If we don't accomplish it, it's like we never existed.
They've been out here in sparsely populated Warm Springs Bay for the last 2 months, doing research for the Alaska Whale Foundation. Even though they're each working on slightly different projects, they've figured out how to work together.
When they're out there in the water, like, I need to know where they're going. When they're gone, I'm thinking about them all the time. Like, what am I going to cook for you guys?
That's Jasmine Gill, or Jazzy, as her fellow researchers call her. She's into birds, seabirds mostly, but since she started her project with the AWF, songbirds have captured her interest. Though the AWF primarily works with whales, this year they've taken on new research, the cataloging of bird songs. They collect bird songs and calls using two recorders placed in different habitats in Warm Springs. By monitoring and cataloging the songs, researchers can identify changes or patterns that can point to larger environmental shifts.
Old growth logging is one of the big effects. Why you would see a change in the vocal activity of the birds. Because they are, this is their habitat. And if you take it away, you take away the birds, to be blunt.
They collect the memory cards from each recorder once a week. Then, back at the station, Jasmine listens through each recording, identifying as many birds as she can. From the Pacific Wren, to the dark-eyed junco. Sometimes when Jasmine listens to an entire recording, all of the sounds can be a little overwhelming. Looking at the notes from her first day cataloging sounds, that much is clear.
I had identified a duck sound. And then at 3:49 in the morning, I identified some kind of dinosaur. It probably was like a loon or something.
Her notes have really evolved as she's trained her ear to listen for specific calls.
But as I got much more into it, I would indicate, the calls are distant, background noise is prevalent throughout the first three harmonics.
She isolates each bird song and puts it through a program to build a recognizer. Eventually, the researchers will collect and isolate all of the bird calls in the area. Then the recognizer will be able to play through each daily recording and identify every bird, saving the researchers hours of listening time. And Warm Springs Bay is the perfect place for this kind of project. Why?
They don't have any competition or any demand to change the way that they're currently calling or singing. And you can really tell they're, like, in the city, like, near around the perimeter of an urban environment, that the dusk and the dawn chorus is significantly affected in those areas.
Jasmine doesn't just listen to the recordings at the field station. Sometimes she goes out for the dawn chorus at 4 a.m. On these mornings, Jasmine's had some pretty special moments lying quietly beneath a tree, listening for the different birds.
The sun was coming up. It was changing. Like, it was going from bright orange, magenta, to yellow, and I was just sitting there, and I was just really quiet, and all of a sudden a bird came and perched on my knee. It was magical. I was, like, so happy. I started crying, because I had never, like, been up for the dawn chorus like that, just to hear it in its entirety. I was up from, like, 3 to 5. I was so happy to be there.
Happy to be there, and sad to leave. The Alaska Whale Foundation Field Station works on a tight rotation. Jasmine left Warm Springs Bay at the end of last week, and a new researcher will be taking her place. There's no word yet on where the data from the bird monitoring project will be compiled or how long it will take. It may be a while because science can be slow, which is why every fruit crisp must count. For KCAW in Warm Springs Bay, I'm Catherine Rose.